Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, why is Leitrim in the news? Well, Leitrim is in the news because Irish people are more likely to have been to Asia than to Leitrim, according to a new survey of travel habits. A study has also found as many of us have gone to Africa as to Monaghan. But Leitrim has grabbed all the headlines. What's going on with Leitrim? We'll have to find out with the Queen of Leitrim herself, Catherine Lynch. Good morning to you. Is she on the line there, Catherine? Catherine, can you hear me? Catherine, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Who's that?
Can you can hear me? You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely, lovely. Okay. You're not in Leitrim right now, are you?
I'm not in Leitrim right now. Is that Oliver there?
Yes? It is. Sorry, yes, it's Oliver here.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know we were talking.
I was just your producer, and then all of a sudden it was like, hello,
you
Catherine,
can't
can you
be
hear
stopped
me?
Chatting, you see. Sorry, no, we're live on the air now, Catherine. My name is Oliver. Please do not swear.
Do not swear.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Here, I'll do the intro
that's
for you
a big
again.
Ass.
A new survey has found that people have probably not been to Leitrim. They're more likely to have been to Asia. Catherine Lynch joins us on the line.
How much more abuse can we take, Oliver?
What are we missing out? The country, a disgraceful amount of people have not been to Leitrim. Tell us what they're missing, Catherine.
Oh, they're missing a lot. They're missing Glencar Waterfall. They're missing like Mohill, which is probably the capital of Leitrim, really. Carrick and Shannon thinks it is, but Mohill is the most fantastic place. We've got Loch Rinn. And, you know, they say that it's an Airbnb that people aren't coming. So we've got great Airbnbs down here.
Yes, and hotels. Very good hotels.
And hotels, yeah. We've got, Loch Rinn Hotel, which is fantastic. We've got great people. That's the most important thing. And they're all living along the Shannon. We fish out of the Shannon every morning. We scoop fish out and we have it for our lunch.
With a lunchbox. They just dip it into the Shannon. It's so plentiful.
Yeah. We had less people die in the famine here, actually, because we just used our savvy, you know.
No one ever has answered the question. Why didn't we just fish? It's access.
I know. Why
the
didn't we just? Yeah, well, people did in Leitrim. They had
they didn't let us, I think. Yeah.
They didn't let us. They wouldn't give us fishing rods.
And the people in Leitrim will talk to you if you approach them and say hello. That's a crucial part.
They will talk to you, but they have a different lingo now. So if, you know, if they will say, will you go over there yonder and get that yoke for me? And that
very
means,
specific.
Will you go over there and get that nice little thing for me? So, yeah, we have a different lingo, but the people in Leitrim are fantastic. And we have the gathering here shortly, and we have all sorts of activities.
There's a tiny coastline as well, isn't there?
There is a coastline. We have, it's the greatest question, really. It's a hard question to answer unless you're from Leitrim.
Nobody knows where it is. Yeah, no one knows where the coastline is in Leitrim.
It's
4 kilometres,
I
think.
Up near Sligo, and it's gorgeous. It's Tullahan is the name of the area. So it's really pretty. And sometimes Sligo tried to rob it on us, but we actually, you know, we have a standoff every so often, so we get rid
of
them.
They try to surf over there, don't they? Yeah.
And then unfortunately, we're near Roscommon and the Rossies, you know, we have to deal with them as well. And
do they not get along? Is Leitrim Roscommon? Is that I thought Roscommon?
It's a fantastic rivalry. We're actually great pals, but we love flagging each other. And it's like basically they're going to drain Leitrim and put the pipe in through to Roscommon, and the Roscommons are not really that impressed about that. But it'll happen, you know.
Leitrim was also famously the last place in Ireland to get traffic lights, wasn't it? A traffic light.
It was the last place and the last place to get our full numbers. Do you remember way back we got our full numbers and I was in the Gaeltacht at the time, and we were all getting sent home for speaking English. The guy wouldn't send me home. He said it's bad enough that she was speaking English, but she's from Leitrim and they still only have 3 digits on their number, so leave her here. So that was handy. It's a great place, and it's like we have such fantastic things to see, really. We have the gin shed in
Drumshanbo.
Which is the gunpowder gin, which is the most fantastic gin you could taste.
Oh, I'd love to go out and drink myself responsible. That's what I would say.
Yes. Why don't you come down, Oliver? Come on down.
I'm definitely going to do that. Yeah, definitely do that.
Well, we have a great connection. We have lots of history in Monaghan, so we'd have lots to talk about. And speaking of
lots of history on Monaghan. What was that? What was this?
Well, you have a love for Kavanagh, and I'm related
to Kavanagh.
Oh, yes,
of course. You're related to Kavanagh. Yeah. But no, yeah, it's about Leitrim. I have to be disciplined here.
Yeah, you have to be disciplined here. And we have all sorts of things happening. Like, we have all, for the gathering, we have the dragon boats, which are out of Loch Rinn, which we have an Olympic size regatta place. regatta place.
That's the official term. Oh, look, the texters are coming in from Leitrim already. Asia is a lot bigger than Leitrim, this person points out. Thank you for that.
Oh, that's really smart. Thanks, you see, we have smart people in Leitrim as well.
Leitrim is called lovely for a reason. It's a separate message. Come weave a Leitrim basket by the Shannon with me, says Helena Golden. It's a beautiful name.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Helena Golden.
her locks flow into the Shannon while she's weaving the basket. That's the kind of look we're going for.
That's the salmon nibble on the end of her beautiful golden locks. She lies like an Olivia in the bank system. Also, I remember Carcassonne, they've got a 700 grand bus shelter as well. Didn't even make the news, by the way. Remember that was
no way. Well, we've got the link now. We used to have no traffic lights and no transport, but we've got our local link. So you can go from Mohill at 9 o'clock in the morning to Carcassonne and go for a few day pints.
This is the local link bus. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but this person's parents,
also Carrington Channel is a great place.
It's a great place, a hopping place. This person's parents are both from Leitrim. Tullahan. Is it Tullahan? What's the coastline place called again?
Called Tullahan, yeah.
Tullahan and Drumahaire. Beautiful coastline. Tell Catherine the coastline is 4 kilometres. It's between Sligo and Donegal. A beautiful Tullahan, says Kate. Which we've covered all that. The County of Leitrim has the Dock Art Centre. I'm sure you know it well. The Leitrim Sculpture Centre, the magnificent Foley's Falls.
Foley's Falls. We've got the aircon players, theatre groups all over the place. We have, you know, the Ballinamore Theatre, which is fantastic, the Island Theatre. We've got everything.
And do you live in Leitrim? When did you go back to Leitrim?
I don't live in Leitrim. I live in Dublin. And I'm in the Abbey doing the Panty Roast now on Sunday night. So if anyone wants tickets, it's for the GCN. Hang on in there.
That's the Panty Bliss Roast, which is happening tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night. So it's in the Abbey tomorrow. So if there's any tickets left, you'd be lucky.
Leitrim is lovely. But Catherine Lynch doesn't even go there.
Who doesn't even go there?
Oh, no, you don't live there. Sorry, yes.
No, I do. I live
I was trying to quote Mean Girls. It went horribly wrong. Sorry. Back to this. We have the back to textures. Who will save me? We have the Wild Atlantic Way and Ireland's Ancient East. They have both. Time now for Leitrim's lovely links.
Okay, we also got John McGahern, County.
Oh yeah.
John McGahern.
It's mostly
Harry
Connick now
with the worst song ever. Lovely Leitrim. I'm going to be killed.
Is David Rawl? Is he from Leitrim or Roscommon? You know the Moon Boy.
He's Moon Boy. He's from Roscommon. Yeah, he's a Rossi. Like, we don't really talk to him.
Schoolingly, they're Leitrim.
We admire him, but we don't talk to him.
He's doing a great turn at the moment in the Abbey as Desmond and Eustace. This is the season. I've seen it. It's very, very good.
Oh, fantastic.
Pat in Dublin says, love visiting Leitrim, Ross Inver, Loughborough, Melvin and Carrick. Beautiful places, beautiful people.
It's also the greatest place to go fly fishing. Jack Charlton used to come here fly fishing.
Yeah, he went to Monaghan as well. Yeah. Bernard, on behalf...
You said we weren't talking about Monaghan.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Bernard, on behalf of Carlow, says hello to Leitrim, because Carlow is the second smallest county after Leitrim.
Yeah, and the most famous geographical fault since the San Andreas.
Catherine Lynch, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good luck to everyone, and make sure you get up there to see Helena Golden weaving baskets by the Shannon. That's what they do around there. David Sowell of Starsky and Hutch fame used to holiday in Kinloch and County Leitrim, says Damien. That's the one where you used to get into the car through the window, which you tried to do as kids. But you can't do it anymore because the windows don't go down far enough. And it's very dangerous. That's the main reason. David Rawl is from Leitrim, by the way, and his sister Ashley has a new book coming out, Leitrim is Mighty, and I'm from Cavan.